Yes, call's back to order. Welcome, Joe Blackerby. Lay it on us. Pull that mic up there to you a little better, too. Thank you.
As you know, we've had a lot of problems with employee health this year, and just particularly just run of bad luck, I think, to accidents and stuff like that. And normally every Halloween, or in the past, or we've done just little fun stuff for Halloween, but this year we thought with the wide open space down in the old planning and zoning area that's all cleaned out, it might be fun and beneficial to hold a benefit for those employees by holding a little haunted house for a couple of nights around Halloween. I've put them together very quickly before, and I actually have a business plan I was going to do this year, so I'm pretty well researched on how these things work, and I think we could probably pull it off pretty easily. A lot of work, but fun work.
So the request is permission to use the old planning, zoning, and sewer area that's all cleaned out. Bob, you got any?
I got loads of questions. You said nights. What are the hours?
Two nights, Friday the 30th and Friday the 31st, or Saturday the 31st.
From when to when?
Friday night, probably about 7:30 until, I'm thinking about 11. Saturday, starting a little bit later, about 8, and possibly going till midnight. Just starting later Saturday because there's a lot of community events that we don't want to step on. For the kids, so that was the reason for starting later Saturday.
I mean, I've got questions, but Bob, obviously the first question we had was the liability. We mentioned that the other day when that was brought up.
I told you that Joe came to see me, and before he I didn't say anything to you because he didn't want me to say anything to you. He wanted to address you himself, but he asked me about this. And I was brainstorming as he was talking to me. He saw that faraway gaze in my eyes. The things that I brought up at that time is there's a possibility that we may have less than sovereign immunity because of the fact that it's a non-governmental function and would need to check with the insurance company regarding our coverage, and we may very well be covered. But that would be something to check. I asked him also, I think, about competing with local businesses, and he said there were no local businesses that he'd be competing with. And the only other thing that I was thinking about since then that I didn't mention at that time would be, you know, how do you keep the courthouse open at that late hour without maybe paying an employee? And then in addition, the possibility of, you know, and this isn't illegal, but the possibility of offending some group with some sort of Halloween function. But those are the only things I've thought of or discussed about with whomever. Since then, those two other things. But did I say anything else the day you met with me?
No, I think those were the main concerns. I think.
Okay, and that's all I have to say.
Now I'm going to ask. No offense, I don't do the Halloween thing, so I'm just going to let you know here. Okay. What would prevent us from opening this? I know I gave you a what if in the hallway. Another group coming and wanting to borrow the same space. We would basically.
I mean, basically, we're opening the door. It's kind of like the religious deal. If we put a manger out front, we may be able to do it. Or is it called a creche? I don't know. But we could probably do that if we made space for everybody out there. I'm not saying that anybody would want to do that, and this is for a very good cause. But you're right. I suppose you could be opening the door.
Okay.
I mean, you're asking me off the top of my head, so. I mean, you did in the hallway.
Right.
To summarize that, I don't think you have any public problem. I think you have, this is an employee benefit, but if you had an employee come and ask and request something as a benefit that wanted to put on something that was totally off the wall, how would you be able to justify? That's where I'm going, Bob. I don't think as far as the public, them putting that on, it's you would have concern from the outside because it's an employee benefit. But you would have if another employee came to you and wanted to do something that was...
Or what about non-employee? I'm just thinking here. I mean, I didn't even think of this issue. But what if for instance, there's somebody out in the public who has a relative or a friend or someone in their neighborhood who has a problem, and they want to have a place to hold something, and they don't have the facilities, why don't they get to use the courthouse? But you're right, it is an employee, it's different, and it's not apples to apples or oranges to oranges.
Right, and that'd be your only problem there. Joe, is there any other location that we have that could work, I mean, other than... you've worked there before, that's the reason I think wanting to go...
Not really. I mean, not really without interfering with county equipment. That's the main concern, is there's really nothing down there that can be affected. We don't want to try to cordon off, and also that space down there is not being used, which means that nothing will be affected during business hours. That's the two main things, I think. That
no were. Access to the other part of the courthouse from there. We have to all go out.
There's a door we can, I think, padlock.
And there's a hallway leading into the IT department that we can block. That's easily blocked.
What kind of, I mean, we'll be paying somebody, the staff, to be here after hours. We have to. I mean, because they're responsible for locking it up afterwards. And
let me ask a question. If we're worried about liability, what does it cost to get a hall like the Taney Center or the Lions Club or something like that and do this for two nights?
Taney Center is $75 a night. I don't know. I don't know what kind of insurance they carry. I'm assuming it's pretty close to what you carry here.
I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, there's other concerns. We have our lighting down there is not code. I mean, we have temporary light, construction light. I don't know if you've seen the lighting. There are light bulbs hanging from. And we can fix that. We've got, obviously, maintenance guys who can do it. You know, if you guys are for it, that's fine. I'm good with it. The thing is, we are going to be up after hours, so someone's still going to be responsible to make sure the place is locked up afterwards. That's only, I mean, that's from an hour, and so it's going to be something there.
Security-wise, we were hoping to take volunteers from the Sheriff's Department for security.
Okay.
But yeah, like you said, I don't know how late the maintenance people stay here to clean at night generally,
seven.
But okay.
Yeah.
Jim's here a lot later than that.
Do you have
I think it's just 6 or 7.
I know you have no way of estimating how much.
I don't know. I think it's pretty late.
Charge or how, is that
we were thinking like $5 at the door. I mean, plus donations. I mean, just nothing. We're not putting a lot of money into it, so therefore, I don't think we can justify charging a lot of money. I'm kind of basing this off the fire department. Several years ago, when I was here, did a haunted house for a benefit for their, and it was pretty successful. And I think that's about what they charged. It was like $5 at the door plus a donation, if you want to. We had considered the possibility if anybody, we didn't want to, put any feelers out there until this was all said and done, but we had discussed the possibility, too, of maybe just somebody donating food items for, concessions and having all that go back to the benefit as well.
The only concern I've got is the insurance, and that's probably a phone call and give them a little time to look it up.
Okay.
No.
And
I'd like to go.
And also, if we move forward, then maybe come back and touch base with us a couple of times between now and getting open if we got concerns or how you're going to do this, so we're aware of that.
And regarding the possibility of offending, I'm pretty in tune with what's offensive and what's not in terms of content. This will be a pretty harmless thing. I honestly don't think it'll offend anybody. I mean, we're not going to go off the deep end here or anything.
Who's in control of the benefit funds, and how are they distributed?
Well, I spoke to Joanna a little bit. I would actually like the auditor's office to be, the people working in there. Joanna had already mentioned she wouldn't mind volunteering taking money at the door.
Okay. I'm starting to get more and more concerned where we're blending county employees with a private function, because now we're using possibly an auditor's position. If you guys are going to do this, it needs to be completely separate. They need to collect the funds. I mean, if Joanna wants to volunteer.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and then
volunteer-wise.
they just write the checks directly or who, however.
Because then you got people working and you know, you're going to have to give them comp time or whatever. And then on top of that, where do the proceeds of a governmental, I mean, it's like the auction, where do the proceeds go? Can you just turn the proceeds over to somebody?
Yeah, that's actually, that was one of my questions is, you know, once the money is collected,
can't we
turn it over?
Who do you turn it to and who decides where it goes?
Well, it won't be, the county can't be involved in that.
That's what I was going
to. You all need to decide who you want it to go to, what percentages, and give that information to us.
Beforehand.
And so when you go into the door, you've got it written down there where how you want to do that, maybe.
Would it be possible, I mean, to get, I don't really, besides, you know, the ones that I already know about, you know, Liz and Gary and those people, you know, in our office, there may be some other employees I don't know about that.
Would probably just have to send an email because our HIPAA would prevent us from giving you names.
Correct, yeah. I don't want to leave anybody out.
That's right.
Sure.
That's a good question.
But you don't want to leave anybody out. We don't want to tell you anybody.
We can't. We can't tell you anybody.
What I mean.
Yeah, we can't tell you anybody.
It's not that we don't want to. We can't.
We have approximately a month to work this, and you need a couple of weeks probably. So we got a couple of weeks. I think we better have another meeting to maybe have some of these answers. There's a possibility. I'm sitting on a 50-50 fence, right? I'm just sitting right here because I see what you're trying to do is a great thing, you know, trying to help out fellow employees and all that. But I also see the other side where we could be opening some doors that I basically don't want to open. But if we can get some of these questions answered, well, maybe I can. That'll tip me one way or the other.
Okay.
And I will congratulate you on your heart on what you're trying to do.
Thanks.
I think whoever's involved in this, they're trying to look out for their fellow employees, and I appreciate that. But I hope that everybody that's out there in a listening world and everybody understands that that we're trying to do this for the employees.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how about a short list? A, we'll check on insurance before anything else happens. If we get past that, then ask Joe.
You'd like me to check on?
No, we can do that. Can't
okay.
We?
Yeah, we'll get. Anything, I don't know if there's anything you'd like me to check on for sure.
We'll get them.
Checking on the dish.
And again, we don't really want to pick. We don't want anything to do with who you're going to benefit, but probably be a good idea to. Can we ask him to show us, or do we want to know?
I wouldn't. I would say I wouldn't know.
We don't want to know, but we want you to have a plan of how you're going to do it. So if somebody asks you at the door, or if there's a question, you could say this.
Would it violate HIPAA if we asked the elected officials and they're like, if they have any concerns for employees in their office?
I'd say just on an employee.
They would be violating HIPAA.
You're just going to have to do a cough water bottle survey somewhere.
I just sent an email and say, we're going to have a benefit. If you're interested in receiving some of the proceeds, let me know because I can't ask your manager.
Okay.
I would do something like that.
Do we even want to do an email? Do we just
want to
do it at the water bottle?
That's true. I mean, you can do that because you're not asking.
Yeah, but
it's pushing.
I think you better have to just spread the word.
I think that they can ask around.
Okay.
But that's good for everybody. I'm glad you mentioned that, Danny, because that we got an understanding where the monies will go right off.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, we'll holler at you in a few days or something, let you know when we get the answer from the insurance.
Sorry we didn't give you any more answers today,
but
at least you put it out there to us.
Yeah, it needs to. That the insurance was the one concern I had.
Sure.
The major concern.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you.
Your secretary, too. I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Renee did schedule an executive session. I think it's Thursday. You just got an email on it, so she can wait till Thursday. The core meeting obviously got canceled. We got that announcement.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you should got an email. You should got an email with the reschedule of a couple weeks from now.
No, I didn't.
You may have just got it. So that's been rescheduled. So technically, there's nothing else on the agenda except the sewer board meeting. So
I was going to call you. I saw it sitting there.
That's all we have.
Okay.
You have anything?
Nope.
Danny?
I did have, but I forgot what it is. But now,
oh, good.
After that, I didn't write it down. So that's it.
Yes.
We got to come back for sewer. Is there a pre-meeting at 12:30?
Yeah. I think there are pre-meetings at 12:30.
I've got questions now.
You know, well, what might be good, Danny, is to give Rick Ziegenfuss a call and see if
Ziegenfuss is coming over. I talked to him. He'll be over here in just a little while.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He said he's coming over for the pre-meeting, so he said he was going to come before.
Okay.
Recess?
Recess, yes.
How can I get this sucker to...
Tonight's a spaghetti dinner at...